Some of the Caribbean's top tourism planners say though the region is recovering faster than any other after the COVID pandemic, some countries are suffering from limited airlift. One of the people coming to that conclusion is President of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association, Nicola Madden-Gregg.
You have destinations like Dominica, which is was over 40% of its arrivals, stopover arrivals. St. Lucia is also very high up in the 30, 40%. So while they've had strong recovery from the international markets, the regional market has not recovered in the same way and is lagging significantly behind international travel. And that has primarily to do with two things. One, which is almost fully gone away. For a long time, you still had to be vaccinated to travel within the region. And you still had to quarantine in some of these jurisdictions if you were unvaccinated. No, that has mainly gone away. And as you know, most of our Caribbean nationals are not heavily vaccinated. The vaccination rates in the Caribbean is much lower than the rest of the world. And so that impacted movement within the region, but also airlift. We have not had the kind of recovery in our capacity for airlift throughout the region. And that has left us somewhere now, if I look at the figures here, we are somewhere between 70%, 70-75% of what we were in terms of air capacity, same period in 2019. So looking at the July to December 2022 period compared to 2019, same period. While international seat capacity for the Caribbean has recovered and exceeded in some areas, depending on the region, 2019 levels. So we have airlift coming internationally, but not in the region. We're still below 2019 levels, and that is curtailing growth for a lot of the destinations who have a larger portion of their market coming from within the region.
She points out that it isn't hurting tourism alone.
It drives the corporate business, it drives meetings. A lot of regional meetings are not happening the way that they should. And it is something that also will allow us to go for multi-destinational travel, meaning international travelers can come into the region and visit not one island, but two or three or four. So this solve is very important to our growth strategy going forward as a region. We need to solve this problem, and it is high on the agenda, I know, at CTO and CHDA.
And Jamaica's Tourism Minister Ed Bartlett sees transportation as central to the region's tourism recovery. He wants to see more of a regional approach and less of what he calls a protectionist stance by Caribbean countries when it comes to air transportation. And he's recommending as well an open skies approach that will allow carriers to move passengers more freely from one Caribbean country to another.
There is need for a CARICOM or a Caribbean visa regime similar to the Schengen, which allows for people to be domestic when they come into one element of the Caribbean to the rest of the Caribbean. So if you land in Jamaica on a visa, yes, that visa allows you free access into Barbados and St. Lucia and Antigua and all the other islands. And of course, this is for touristic purposes only. It's not for migration or immigration in general.
Mr. Bartlett contends that it worked for Cricket World Cup, and that we should also move towards a single cost for air travel in the region.
You know, the cost of what we call flying to Jamaica, you have to pay an amount for my airspace. Then if you travel to Trinidad, another amount you have to pay. We need to look at rationalizing all of that and creating a single airspace cost so that it makes it easier and more affordable for the airlines to come into our space.
That's Jamaica's Tourism Minister Ed Bartlett. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.